So let's be honest. I mean, for the first time in what feels like a very, very long time, the biggest news out of the United States over the weekend wasn't actually about Donald Trump. Hurricane Harvey, now Tropical Storm Harvey, after being downgraded overnight, has basically torn across the Gulf Coast of Texas, moved over into Houston, where it's expected to hang around for a couple of days before properly weakening. Now, at least five people have died in the storm and the flooding which followed, and honestly, that number is expected to rise as the storm sets in. Now, the president is going to be travelling down to Texas, quote-unquote, as soon as that trip can be made without disruption, according to him tweeting. And, of course, he's been very active on Twitter, as always, claiming that many people are saying that this is the worst storm they have ever seen. Still, Trump is, of course, drawing quite a lot of criticism for what some are saying is a bit of a cynical move on his part after he pardoned a former sheriff, Joe Arpaio, and signed an order reinstating the ban on transgender people in the military as the hurricane was making landfall over Texas. Now, Arpaio is 85. He's served for 24 years as the sheriff of Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix. He made a name for himself with his campaign against undocumented immigrants and was a prominent voice in the birther movement, which of course proposed that Barack Obama wasn't born in the United States. He was facing down a lawsuit against the sheriff's office, which charged that he regularly violated the rights of Latinos, stopping people based on racial profiling, detaining them based solely on suspicion that they were in the country illegally, and turning them over to the immigration authorities. Arpaio, of course, endorsed Donald Trump in January 2016 as he ran in the Republican primaries. Now, the White House put out a two-paragraph statement on Friday saying that Sheriff Joe Arpaio is now 85 years old, and after more than 50 years of admirable service to our nation, he is a worthy candidate for a presidential pardon. It is a move that has outraged Democrats, and House Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has accused Trump of, and I'll quote here, using the cover of the storm to protect himself against any backlash for pardoning Arpaio. Schumer tweeted, as millions of people in Texas and LA are prepping for the hurricane, the president is using the cover of the storm to pardon a man who violated a court's order to stop discriminating against Latinos and ban courageous transgender men and women from serving our nation's armed forces. And then he ran to Camp David. The only reason to do these things right now is to use the cover of Hurricane Harvey to avoid scrutiny. So sad, so weak. Chuck Schumer, of course, using a few of the president's own words against him. Trump hinted at pardoning Arpaio at a rally in Arizona a few days, so it's not a huge surprise to see him follow through, but you've got to admit, the timing raises more than a few questions, especially given how bad the tropical storm Harvey has turned out to be.